Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another. We also want to thank you for and to let you know that this every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 to 7 p.m. is our sweet hour of prayer. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Again, we are here taking prayer requests, and our call-in number is 319-527-6204. So all you have to do is call in your prayer request at this time. We pray for you, with you, and right beside you in every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 to 7 p.m. Amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. But first, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we enter into this sanctuary, we bring your presence with us. We speak your peace, your grace, and your mercy, and your perfect order into this sanctuary. We acknowledge your power over all that will be spoken, thought, decided, and done within these walls. Lord, we thank you, gifts you have blessed us with. We commit to using them responsibly in your honor. Give us a fresh supply of strength to do our work. Anoint our projects, our ideas, and energy so that even our smallest accomplishment may bring you glory. And Lord, when we are confused, please guide us. When we are weary, please energize us. And when we are burnt out, please infuse us with the light of the Holy Spirit. And may the work that we do and the way that we do it brings faith, joy, and a smile to all that we come in contact with today. And oh Lord, when we leave this sanctuary, please give us traveling mercy. Bless our families and home to be in order as we left it. And Lord, we thank you for everything you have done, everything you're doing, and everything you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray with much love and thanksgiving. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Holy Spirit, you are truly, truly welcome here. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all 9 of its gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And you are listening to Pray One for Another. And I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. So you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Sacrifice. flow in my heart and permeate all my soul. All my soul is yours.
Amen. Praise be to God. Father God, I come this evening to intercede on behalf of John Irish. Touch him right now, Lord God, wherever he is causing him to have these strokes. Lord God, I ask that you heal him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, and touch him in a mighty special way. Heal his body, Lord God, where he needs to be healed. Touch him where he needs to be touched, Lord God. Guide him in the way that you would have him to go, Lord God. Let your Holy Spirit dwell within him, Lord God, and guide him. And Lord God, we ask that the doctors will find what is causing the problem, Lord God, that you will intercede and fix whatever the problem may be, Lord God. We ask these blessings in the mighty name of his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord God, for doing it. At this time, again, this is our sweet hour of prayer. We pray from 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesdays through Fridays. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own First Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson and talk through the Bible by Bruce Wilkinson. So you don't want to miss this lesson this evening. Our call-in number is 319-527-6204. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, and this is our sweet hour of prayer. We pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Praise God.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises?
Every praise
is to our God.
praise.
Every prayer.
Amen. Every praise belongs to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. And the title of this message is Jesus Promise to You. Amen. And our scripture reading is coming from John chapter 14, verses 15 through 21 and 25 through 27. Amen. Where it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Praise be to God. And it says, Jesus says, if you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you or as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. Now let's go over to verses 25 through 27, and it says, I am telling you these things now while I am still with you, but when the Father sends the advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. The text for this message is coming from John chapter 14, verse 16. Praise God. Excuse me. Hello? Robert Wiggins is not here.
I understand. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. I apologize for that. Amen. Again, the text for this message is coming from John 14 and 16. And it says, he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. Amen. Praise God. The writer says, Jason wailed as his parents handed him over to Amy. It was the two-year-old's first time in the nursery while mom and dad attended the service. And he was not happy. Amy assured them he'll be fine. She tried to soothe him with toys and books by rocking in a chair, walking around, standing still about what fun he could have. But everything was met with bigger tears and louder cries. Then she whispered 5 simple words in his ear. I will stay with you. Praise be to God. Peace and comfort quickly came. Jesus offers his friends similar words of comfort during the week of his crucifixion. The Father will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth in John 14:16-17. After his resurrection, he gave them his promise. After his resurrection, he gave them this promise. He said in Matthew 28:20, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus was soon to ascend to heaven, but he would send the Spirit to stay and live within his people. We experience the Spirit's comfort and peace when our tears flow. We receive his guidance when we are wondering what to do. In John 14:26, he opens our eyes to understand more of God, Ephesians 1:17-20. And he helps us in our weakness, prays for us, Romans 8:26-27. He stays with us forever. Amen. Praise be to God. Question: what do you need from the Holy Spirit today? And how can knowing he's always near help you? Think about those two questions. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father, how thankful we are that you remain always by our side. Jesus, we need you every day of our lives. We pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Praise be to God. At this time, again, this is our sweet hour of prayer. We pray from 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday through Fridays. And at 7 p.m., our very own First Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson and talk through the Bible. So if you would like to join us, you can call in 319-527-6204 at 7 p.m. and join us in our lesson today. Praise be to God. And you can also call in your prayer requests at this time. I am your host, Evangelist Hilda. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening.
All the glory belongs to Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. If you know it's off the stage,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice. Forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice. Come on, somebody. Somebody ought to celebrate the arms of God.
Praise be to God. Dear Lord, today I will ask you for the things I need. In every circumstances, in every season of life, I will come to you in prayer. You know the desires of my heart. Lord, grant them, I ask. Yet, not my will, Father, but your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, this is our sweet hour of prayer where we pray for you, with you, and right along beside you every Tuesdays through Fridays from 6 to 7 p.m. Amen. Our call-in number is 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins is going to come with our Bible study this evening in Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. Praise be to God.
Wonder the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he'd drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever need. Let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need.
Yo, Rob, what's up, dog? Yo, man, I heard, man, they were telling me that you ain't rolling with us. What's up with that? Listen, man, I'm over here, man. I got a C, man. Let's do this. Let's do this, bro. What up? Rob? Rob, are you there?
Can't complain.
praise God, can't turn back now. The love life of the Christian is a crucial battleground. There, if nowhere else, it will be determined who is Lord. The world, the self, and the devil, or the Lord Christ. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I'll just read off a couple of scriptures. And it says in Luke 9:23 in the CSB Bible, "Then he said to them all, if anyone wants to come with me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." John 13:15 in the CSB says, "For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done for you." Praise be to God. Matthew 6:24 in the CSB says, "No one can be a slave of two masters, since either he will hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot be slaves of God and of money." Amen. And our last scripture for this evening, Matthew 10:39 in the CSB. "Anyone finding his life will lose it, and anyone losing his life because of me will find it." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his words. Amen. Praise God. Dear Jesus, because we are your disciples, we will trust you. We will obey your teachings, and we will share your good news. You have given us life abundant and life eternal, and we will follow you today and forever. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. So while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection until our speaker arrives. Amen. Okay, at this time, I'd like to acknowledge my co-host. God bless you, Barbara Amore. How are you this evening?
Good evening. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
Blessed, thank you. Praise God. So we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, so I'm going to play a selection while we're waiting. Amen.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. Oh, yeah. Mama. Hey.
Amen. Praise be to God. Again, we like to give our speaker at least up until 7:15 or 7:20. And if not, by then I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God for your glory.
Desperately
wait. Desperately wait.
lift up your hands in the presence of the Lord. Every voice in this room, we have about another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him. Open up your mouth and begin to cry out for him.
Amen. Praise be to God. Okay. My scripture reading for this evening is coming from Hebrews chapter 1. Okay, where am I? Hebrews chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 1 through chapter 2 and 4. Amen. And I'm reading from the New King James Version where it says, first of all, let's see a little bit of okay, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And of the angels he said, "Who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire." But to the Son he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak, you will fold them up, and they will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will not fail. But to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Father God, we are thankful to you, Heavenly Father, for your overwhelming love. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the example of love that Jesus has expressed to the church. You have given this to us as a type of love we are to exhibit within our homes. May we be faithful in this endeavor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. In tonight's text, heed means to pay careful attention to and is the opposite of disregard for God's word. The writer of Hebrews tells us that Christ is superior to the prophets and angels. And because the revelation of God in Christ is superior, we ought to give earnest heed to the things we have heard. Because Jesus is the final and supreme revelation of God, we are to give special attention to God's message as it is revealed in Christ. Using this passage as a guide, let us consider some things that deserve our careful attention. My text for this message is coming from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, where it says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Amen. And my title for this message is Take Heed. Tonight, my message is divided into five parts. First, we're going to talk about take heed to the doctrine taught by others. In Mark 8 and 15, take heed, beware of the lean of the Pharisees and of the leaning of the Herod. It was necessary for Jesus to issue this warning because his disciples had come out of a Pharisaic atmosphere. And they would meet the Pharisees again and again. He combined the warning concerning the Pharisees with a warning concerning Herod. The leaving of the Pharisees was bad theology, and the leaving of Herod was bad politics. Christians need to be aware of unspiritual and irreligious teachings. We also need to be aware of ungodly blindness that insists on signs to show God and truth. Amen. 2, take heed that no one deceives you about Christ. Praise God. In Matthew's 24:4-5, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. It is amazing how successful some deceivers have been through the ages with eschatological programs and teachings about the second coming of our Lord. Many have claimed to be what Jesus is, the Christ or Messiah. Let us beware of those who seek to lead us astray. That's why the Bible tells us to study to show thyself approved. So when the false teachers come up against you, you will know that what they are saying to you is not the word of God. 3, take heed to God's word. 2 Peter 1:19 says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Praise be to God. Into your heart. The phrase, a more sure word of prophecy, has reference to all the messianic prophecies. The transfiguration scene confirmed the messianic prophecies and made clear the deity of Jesus Christ as God's beloved Son. What Peter saw with his eyes and heard with his ears does not equal the affirmation of the glory and deity of Christ that is presented in God's word. Eyes and ears may deceive us, but there is no doubt of the truth and certainty of God's word. we constantly need to focus our minds on God's prophetic word concerning our blessed Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Number four, take heed to what you hear about responsibility. In Mark 4, 24 through 25, take heed what ye hear, with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. We need to take heed to what we hear and how we hear it. Some things should not be heard, for they blacken the mind and heart. What is worth hearing should be heard rightly and heeded. So let us hear attentively with understanding, and let us rightly use words of truth. To use the truth selfishly is to lose it. To share the truth with others is to gain more truth. For as Jesus said in Luke 6 and 38, give and it shall be given unto you. Praise be to God. And number five, take heed to yourself. Praise the Lord. In Luke 21 and 34 says, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with sophying and drunkenness and cares of this life. And so that day come upon you unaware. Jesus issued this blanket warning to his disciples and others who would follow them. They should guard their hearts against being weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. They need to ward off anything that would prevent them from watching constantly for the Lord's return. Sinful living and earthly cares dim the sense of hope and expectancy for the Lord's return, and this loss of expectancy leads to sinful living. Praise be to God. And before I close tonight, I just want to... one more thing. Praise be to God. Praise God.
Okay. So Christ being proved to be superior to the angels, this doctrine is applied. Our minds and memories are like a leaky vessel. They do not, without much care, retain what is poured into them. This proceeds from the corruption of our nature, temptations, worldly cares, and pleasures. Sinning against the gospel is neglect of this great salvation. It is a contempt of the saving grace of God in Christ. Making light of it, not caring for it, not regarding either the worth of gospel grace or our lack of it. And our undone state without it. The Lord's judgment under the gospel dispensations are chiefly spiritual. But on that account, the more to be dreaded. Here is an appeal to the conscience of sinners. Even partial neglects will not escape rebukes. They often bring darkness on the souls. They do not finally ruin. The setting forth of the gospel was continued and confirmed by those who heard Christ. By the evangelists and apostles who were witnesses of what Jesus Christ began both to do and to teach, and by the gifts of the Holy Ghost qualified for the work to which they were called, and all this according to God's own will. It was the will of God that we should have sure ground for our faith and a strong foundation for our hope in receiving the gospel. So let us mind this one thing needful and attempt to the Holy Spirit, attend to the Holy Scriptures written by those who heard the words of gracious Lord and were inspired by his Spirit. Then we shall be blessed with the good part that cannot be taken away. Praise be to God. And my conclusion for this evening is, Paul said to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 3:10, let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. We must build on the right foundation. We do not need to lay a new one, but only build on the foundation already laid. So let us carry out the plans of the original architect. Let us heed the original design, and let us be what Christ wants us to be. Amen. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it was to me. Take heed. Praise be to God. So if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Praise be to God.
Give me 1 second.
Amen. So again, all you have to do is repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus rose from the dead, I now welcome you to the family of God. Amen. So my benediction is now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say amen. Praise be to God. Unfortunately, our First Lady could not be with us this evening. So I did what I had to do. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Sorry, I missed it.
Yeah. It's, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I don't know what happened because she didn't text me or say anything. So when I don't hear
well,
from her.
Well, there was a major criminal trial and the verdict came in. So.
Praise God.
Praise God for
and,
that.
And so, if you can get a chance to watch the complete interviews and debriefings,
I did.
It's excellent.
I watched it earlier today when I came from my appointment. So I was watching it.
Wow.
That was something.
I know. And what really touched me was when the district attorney said that this is not justice yet. Justice comes from true change.
Yes.
Of the entire system.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that.
Amen.
But it is accountability. He did give
not
a credit.
Not just accountability, but creating, you know, a society of positive community, and apparently law enforcement get more training on how to use a firearm than how to speak to their constituents. So,
and also,
you know,
they should know the difference between a mental person and a person that is in distress. I mean, anybody, even if that person didn't have a heart problems or drugs inside of them, that doesn't give you the right to put your knee on that person's neck and the other one on his back, and then you staring at the crowd that's standing there with your hands in your pocket. So, I mean, like, God forgive him for what he did, because he took a life.
Right.
Regardless if the person was a criminal or not, you still took a life, and you
right.
had no right.
Exactly.
But I am just glad that, you know, the people, I mean, like when I saw all those people out there waiting for the verdict, and I'm saying like, oh, God, I just pray that, you know, they will come up with the right verdict and that, you know, justice right now will be served. But this is just one person. They still have the other three cops that they have to put on trial also.
True that.
No.
Yeah.
So,
and also the way the system is designed, that they feel that it's the law enforcement feels that it's cheaper to just pay off the family than to just revamp the whole system, and it's the total opposite.
Yes,
it's actually less expensive to revamp the whole system. You know, so if somebody you know is having a mental health episode, you don't have to call the police. You can call, you know, a respite care center or a specially trained individual
who
is not there to be punitive against the person who's suffering, but rather to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all of that could have been avoided if the person in the store would have just said, yo, man, I can't, you know, this is a fake $20 bill, and, you know, you can't spend that here. It's no good. But why call the cops for a $20 bill? I mean, it just didn't make any sense for you to call the police on a man for that. You could have just told him to leave your store.
That was going to come out of his salary, and he regretted it later on. He said he wished he had just, you know, allowed them to deduct it from his pay. Because not much earlier in the month or whatever, I think the other guy came in with a phony 20 and he refused them. I don't know if it was the same worker, but he came in also with the phony 20 and he just told him, no, you know, we're not, you can't spend that here.
Right.
But money that was given in retribution to the Floyd family did not come from the police, all right? It probably came from the taxpayers. It did not come from the police department. So when you say they would rather give it to them, it's not the police giving it to them. That's a decision that was won in court. And as I said, I believe taxpayers were responsible for giving that to the family.
Well, we're not responsible for giving that to the family. It's the police who are responsible for giving it to the family.
But I don't
just that they got the money from the public.
No, I don't think it
came
out.
I doubt the police called a taxpayer representative and asked if it was okay to use their money.
No, I think it's a system. It's a way of, you know, doing things, you know.
Oh, it definitely is a way of doing things, and it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrible because there's no accountability. You know,
nope.
It's
no amount of money
silence
can bring the person back anyway.
Right, right. Yeah,
what?
I mean, there's a very heartening story about a neighborhood in Boston where their crime was running rampant, and some local church clergy decided that they were going to try and make a difference. And what they did was they staked out a street corner all night from 10:30 all the way into the morning. They didn't say a word. They didn't engage with anybody. They just stood there on the corner. And after a few weeks of that, the local gangs noticed and walked up to them and started a conversation. And by listening to the community, these clergy were able to empower the community and create a bridge between the community and law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And so by listening to the needs of the community, it's a wonderful story of redemption where, you know, you had former felons turning their lives around and helping people avoid becoming felons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. So rather than just preaching at the public, they actually just stood there quietly and listened to them. And then, so that empowerment through Christ was just, it's a wonderful story of redemption, spiritual redemption, and building, positive building. And, of course, the crime rate went way down.
Way down.
Because nobody wanted to commit a crime because I don't want to hurt my fellow community member.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so, you know, there was a value of the priceless value of life was just honored. So I know it's possible to turn things around. You know, we don't need to have guns ablazing. Most of the time, all you need is just people to listen to you and to help you make a difference in life.
Yep. Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with
so
that.
So I just hope and pray that more people really continue to wake up to not just how bad the situation is, because it's kind of clear and it's becoming even more clear, but rather just come to the table with solutions.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, my prayers were answered. As I shared with everybody that I was praying for justice,
we got
justice for George Floyd and his family, so we can rest a little easier tonight. And I was anxious, not to cut you off, Jacob, but I was anxious. I was feeling a little nervous, you know, in my stomach and everything today as I awaited the verdict. But glory be to God. We got the justice that we needed. And like one of the family members said, that's just one. It's a whole lot of others that have not received justice, including going back to 1955, Emmett Till.
Right.
Amen. His family has not received justice. So it's an open door. I mean, we can see some light coming in. You know, but ultimately I kind of feel a little bad for Chauvin, too. You know,
I asked
God to forgive him, but he did some evil. That was not, he has a problem.
Exactly.
He has a problem, you know,
right.
To do
he
that
could have admitted
without
that he did
any kind of
evil.
Feeling. And the man was pleading that he can't breathe. And then he had the nerve to ask him, what do you want? He wants to live. That's what George
As I mentioned before about justice, the district attorney put it rightly that you know this verdict is not really justice, and it's not until the entire system is turned around.
Accountability.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But anyway. Whew.
I'm just glad. Well, this part of it is over. So,
well,
you know,
we have the other officers.
Everybody can breathe a little easier tonight knowing that, you know, you won't wake up to their city all torn up. But, I mean, like, they were ready for them, though. They were really ready.
Yeah.
He's been remanded to jail, but he has not been sentenced yet.
Right.
So we don't know what kind of sentencing he's going to get. But right now, he is off the street.
Right.
And I pray for his soul.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to pray for his family because do he have a family, a wife and kids?
I don't know, but I know they have feet in the courtroom for the Chauvin, you know, a member of the Chauvin family, and they said nobody ever showed up.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lone, that, wow. Not even one member of your family even show up. Maybe he was afraid for them to show up because he didn't know what the people might do to them. But then it would be stupid to go after his family when he's, you know, when they're on trial and stuff like that.
You can do things like
we humans are capable of great stupidity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We want to take matters into our own hands. This is why we have laws. And sometimes the law go against you in certain things.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just grateful. I thank God for the victory tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chief. Hallelujah.
Well, anyway, I want to thank you guys for showing up in the spirit. And sorry that, Jake, that you got to miss the message, which was take heed. But next time.
I'll take heed.
First Lady will be back with us on next week, Tuesday. God's willing.
Okay.
We're still here. Amen.
Amen.
So God bless you and have a wonderful evening, everyone. So I guess I'll see you tomorrow, Sister Barbara, if Pastor
God
show
bless
up.
You.
Yeah.
Love you all.
Love you too.
Evening.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Love you
on
too.
That.
Bye.
Love
God
you, Jay. God bless
love
you.
Love you, Barbara. Love you.
Love you, Jake. Love you.
Good night to all of our
shalom.
Listeners. We love you. God bless you and shalom. And on that note, we are going to open heaven's doors. Praise be to night, night.
Amen.
Night, night.
Yeah. You have been blessed and chosen by God before the world was made. For the Lord has called you out of darkness into his glorious light of redemption. Let us pray. Repeat after me. Lord, I am sorry for my sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.